Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. In our daily lives, consumed by the immediate and the tangible, it's easy to lose sight of the eternal perspective. Yet the Bible consistently calls us to lift our eyes beyond the horizon of this temporal world. The scriptures offer profound insights into the nature of life after death, providing a framework for understanding our eternal destiny. A vivid picture of two primary destinations, heaven and hell, is painted in the scriptures. These destinations are not merely abstract concepts, but are depicted as real and significant, carrying eternal implications for every individual. It is important that we consider how this heavenly perspective should transform our earthly lives as we contemplate our eternal home. In today's message titled, Think About Your Eternal Home After Death, Evangelist Paul Acqua explores scriptures to gain a deeper understanding of eternal realities and choices that lead to our final home.
Think about your destination after you die. Remember that death is just a translation from this earth. Jesus said in John chapter 14 that my Father's home has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. So this is a promise from Jesus Christ to all believers in Him, all Christians, all born again people who believe Him. But then those who reject Christ also have a destination, and that destination is hell, where there is torment, where there is gnashing of teeth. So Jesus is promising all believers that He is preparing a place for us. He said, my Father's house, it means residence or dwelling place. Jesus is simply saying that in heaven, there are many dwelling places for us, and He's preparing one for you and me, if only you are a believer in Christ Jesus. Our experience in heaven would be beyond our expectations, I'm telling you. Because the Bible says that He can do exceedingly abundantly above what we ask or expect. So, my friend, think about where you are going when you are translated from here to the other end, which will be either heaven or hell. It doesn't matter your philosophy. It doesn't matter what you have come up with any idea. The fact is that there is heaven and there is hell, and that's what the Bible says. Jesus knows everything. He came from heaven to earth to tell us what happens when we die. The fact that we will be with Jesus makes it even more exciting if you think about it. This is because nothing will compare with being with one who loved us and died for us. I'm telling you, my friend, as you are living your life here, be thinking all the time about where you are going after you leave this earth. Because when you die, you don't cease to exist. You only exit from this earth and you go to the other end. And there are only two destinations. You know, in this series, I've been talking about the story that Jesus told in Luke chapter 16 about the rich man and Lazarus, because it's so powerful story. Why do I do that? Because many people have got their own ideas about when people die. They think they are just living another world, and it doesn't matter what you did on this earth. It doesn't matter what you did with salvation. That's not the case. That's why this story is so unique. There are many, many areas as well, but this one really paints the picture for us. For us to know that when you exit from this earth, you are going somewhere. Because Jesus told that story and said, there once was a rich man, expensively dressed in the latest fashions. And this man, according to Jesus, was wasting his days in conspicuous consumption. But there was a poor man also named Lazarus, covered with sores, and had been dumped on his doorsteps, this rich man's doorsteps. All he lived for was to get a meal from scraps off the rich man's table. His best friends were dogs because they were coming to lick his sores. That's what Jesus said in the story. But then, amazingly, they say, then he died. This poor man died and was taken up by angels to the lap of Abraham, which some of the translations say is Abraham's bosom. You see, the rich man also died and was buried. The Bible says this rich man went to hell. In hell and in torment. You see, you don't just stay in hell as an ordinary place. You will be in torment there. Abraham was in a distance and Lazarus in his lap. You see, this rich man saw them and he said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Have mercy. Send Lazarus to dip his finger in water to cool my tongue. I am in agony in this fire. That's what happened to this rich man. But Abraham said, my friend, remember that in your lifetime, you got the good things and Lazarus had the bad things. It's not like that here. That's what he was saying. Here he is consoled and you are tormented. Besides, in all these matters, there is a huge chasm set between us so that no one can go from us to you, even if he wanted to. So that's where he found himself. Abraham said they have Moses, they have prophets to tell them what they got to do. Let them listen to them. You see, because this rich man was saying, then let me ask you, Father Abraham, send Lazarus to my house. My father's house have 5 brothers, so he can tell them what happens when we die. He didn't want them to end up where he was and where it is a place of torment. You see? And he said, no, you go prophet, just like God has appointed people like me and you to declare the word of God to people who are unbelievers. They got to listen and accept Christ. If they don't, this is their only chance. And so this man continued to bargain with Abraham to send Lazarus, because he thought if Lazarus came from the dead, they would listen. And Abraham said, no, if they won't listen to Moses and the prophet, they are not going to be convinced by someone who rises from the dead. And it's true. Sometimes there are miracles. Jesus came doing miracles, but still people didn't believe him. This guy was clothed in purple and fine linen, and it's just like, you know, clothing like king and living in the luxuries of this world. This rich man lived very well, comfortable, and lacked nothing every day of his life. He never thought of losing his riches or suffering in some unforeseen way. His expectation did not include eternity, my friend. Everything you are doing on this earth, now look beyond this earth and know that there is a destination. There is an eternal home for you and me. There are only 2 places. There is no a waiting place like purgatory that people talk about. It's either heaven or it is hell. That's what the Bible says. So the day of death is coming to all of us. Lazarus' life of suffering had come to an end when he was carried to Abraham's bosom. The days of pain, hunger, begging, and struggling for existence was over. Jesus tells us that Lazarus the beggar was carried away by the angels into Abraham's lap, into Abraham's bosom, into paradise. Lazarus is seen in Abraham's lap being comforted after a long life of pain and hardship. My friend, if you compare the joy we will have in heaven with the afflictions we have here, then it's nothing, you know, because we be with Christ. But then even God is saying that he came to give us abundant life on this earth. Lazarus has now gained the ultimate prize or reward for a life of faith. Jesus said that the rich man, on the other hand, was just buried. There was no angels to carry him away. The text of scripture simply said that he died. The tables had now turned in the realm of eternity, my friend. Think about your eternal home. While Lazarus was the suffering beggar in the world, and the rich man was actually living in comfort in luxury, it is now the rich man who is poor, and Lazarus is the one rich in comfort. Hallelujah. The rich man is now begging, and Lazarus is in the comfort of Abraham's bosom. My friend, if you are a believer in Christ, do not be afraid of death. You are even going to a place of honor, a place of joy, where there is no sorrow. I'm telling you, but if you reject Christ, it is in the Bible that for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. But then the Bible continues to say that for those who have rejected Christ are condemned already. But if you are hearing my voice right now, it's not too late. You can receive him as your Savior. And those of you who have received Christ already, we need to proclaim this message of good news to our loved ones, to people we come into contact with, to our colleagues, to our family. We want to see them in heaven as well. This story shows that the people God honors are not necessarily the same people the world honors. I'm telling you. Because this rich man had a beautiful home, fancy clothes, and the best of everything. He had it all, but he never showed the beggar any mercy. When he died, Bible says that he ended up in hell, a place of torment. And I know that when he died on this earth, I assure you, he had a fancy funeral. Thousands of people may have gathered, all talking about how great his accomplishments were. I'm sure they did that because we see it day in and day out on this earth. Yet the Bible says only that he was buried, left to rot in the grave. On the other hand, the beggar who was most despised on earth was carried away by angels. Which of these two would you rather have been? I'm asking you this question. It's not about the fancy funerals you have. It's not about how people esteem you. It's about where are you going after you leave this earth. When you see this from eternal perspective, it makes the suffering of this earth pale in comparison to what God has prepared for us. Also, seems a bit unnecessary to gain the whole world and lose your own soul. Because in the end, eternity is forever. The Bible says that life is like a vapor, is just being wiped away at a minute. If you compare the time you will spend in eternity to what you spend on this earth, then our lives here, they are just a fraction of what we will be living in terms of how long we will be in eternity. If forever, if you believe in him, you have everlasting life with Christ. If you don't, you are separated forever from God. So we can also see from scripture that there are no second chances at all. There is no purgatory that people believe. There is no ultimate reconciliation. On earth, the rich man rejected God and went directly to hell. When the rich man pleaded for mercy, Abraham could do nothing. There is nothing that could be done once you die. That's it. It's appointed unto man to die once. It's once. And after that, there is judgment. That's what the Bible says. There will be no mercy, no hope, and no goodness of any kind in hell ever, my friend. This is the time to believe in what God has provided for your salvation. His burden, mansions, and dwelling places in heaven for you and me, so far as you believe him. But where he created hell, which was for Satan and his demons, people have hardened their heart and not receiving such a great gift of salvation from God, and they end up in hell. My friend, as you are hearing me, I don't want you to end up in that place of torment. And those of you who have received Christ, please proclaim this message in any way that you can. Let the Holy Spirit lead you and talk to people. Let them know that there is an eternal home to go. We are the ones that will determine our own destination. Your eternal home, whether hell or heaven, depends on you. Because God has given you your own willpower to choose. And I pray that people will choose heaven right now. And I also pray that the Holy Spirit will strengthen people to be bold to proclaim this message. And so if you would like to receive Christ, now is the time to do so. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.